Well, it is my blessing to be able to share this Thursday morning with you, beloved. Today we're in Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 17, where Moses continues to voice objections to the commission that he has been given by God, prompting God to give Moses miraculous powers and appointing Moses' brother Aaron to be Moses' spokesperson. Okay, God's saving word for this week is mercy and forgiveness. And so let's begin as we are reading Exodus chapter 4. Then Moses answered the Lord, "But suppose the Israelites do not believe me and will not listen to what I say. What shall I do if they say that you did not appear to me?" So the Lord asked him, "What are you holding?" "A walking stick," he answered. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." When Moses threw it down, it turned into a snake, and he ran away from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Reach down and pick it up by the tail." So Moses reached down and caught it, and it became a walking stick again. The Lord said, "Do this to prove to the Israelites that the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to you." The Lord spoke to Moses again, "Put your hand inside your robe." And Moses obeyed, and when he took his hand out, it was diseased, covered with white spots like snow. Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your robe again." He did so, and when he took it out this time, it was healthy, just like the rest of his body. The Lord said, "If they will not believe you or be convinced by the first miracle, then this one will convince them. If in spite of these two miracles they still will not believe you, and if they refuse to listen to what you say, then take some water from the Nile and pour it out on the ground, and the water will turn into blood." But Moses said, "No, Lord, don't send me. I've never been a good speaker, and I haven't become one since you began to speak to me. I'm a poor speaker, slow and hesitant." And the Lord said to him, "Who gives man his mouth, and who makes him deaf or dumb? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? It is I, the Lord. Now go, I will help you to speak, and I will tell you what to say." But Moses answered, "No, Lord, please send someone else." At this time, the Lord became angry with Moses and said, "Well, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. In fact, he is now coming to meet you and will be glad to see you. You can speak to him and tell him what to say. I will help both of you to speak, and I will tell you both what to do. He will be your spokesman and speak to the people for you. Then you will be like God, telling him what to say. Take this walking stick with you, for with it you will perform miracles." Today's key verse is Exodus chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, where the Lord said to Moses, "Who gives man his mouth? Now go, and I will help you to speak, and I will tell you what to say." It's interesting, after receiving such a wonderful commission from God, that all Moses can do is whine and complain and say he's not worthy and he doesn't want to do this. I think all of us are kind of, real hesitant about stepping out and doing great things for God. So we shouldn't be too hard on our own friend Moses here. And it's great to see that God met Moses right where he was, and rather than chide him or belittle him, he went ahead and allowed him to use his brother Aaron to speak for him to the people. Let us pray. Sovereign God, guide my speech this day. May my words be a source of comfort and encouragement to others and reflect your love. Amen. Well, tomorrow we'll be in Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31, where Moses returns to Egypt. That will be an interesting arrival. Until then, you just keep on praying. You keep holding on to those promises that God has shared with you. And the answer to those prayers are right around the corner. God bless.